Blog Talk Radio.
The hottest show on the internet, Sioux City Radio.
Damn, what happened? What we keep going wrong at here?
It's them, man. I guess that shit happened when they reset the show last night, man. They must have reset everything. Because I had it queued up.
The hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio.
I ain't trying to justify it, but We live in a fucked up society, man. Motherfuckers do fucked up shit.
Yeah, well, my
first question is, did he win?
No, they didn't say who won.
I mean,
well, they had the parents on there snapping.
Listen to me, brother. Listen to me. I'm joking, man. I'm joking. Calm down,
joking,
man. Lighten up.
I'm just telling you the whole story, man.
No,
I mean, I walked in.
My first question would be asking, did my child win? Never mind, it went over your head.
No, it didn't go over my head. I'm just surprised at your comment. That's all.
I'm joking, man. God, lighten up. Goodness gracious.
Just a little surprise. But, like you say, man, it's a lot of messed up things in the world. You know what I mean? I'm waiting on, oh, there she is. What's happening, Janine?
Hello, you were waiting on me?
Hold on. Say the right thing. He in his mode today. he don't want to joke today.
Well, no, dog. It ain't like that, man. I mean, I told her we was gonna pick up the question with her from yesterday, since you know when it got to her, you know, we had all the difficulties and so forth. So, Janine, this was the question. We're only going to touch on the four for you. You give us your answer, then we're going to move on.
Okay.
Now, I was asking yesterday, have you ever been the side girl, the side piece?
Yes.
To your knowledge?
Yes.
You have been, okay. And now, were you down with that man 100%, even though you knew you was the side?
Well, the one I'm thinking about, yeah. He would be the only one. You don't just do that for anybody.
Well, okay, well, what made him so special? If you didn't do that if you couldn't do that for everybody, what made him so special?
Yeah, I guess because I love him. I mean, when you in that type of relationship, sometimes you in it for a reason. It might not be just because you care about that person or whatever. Some people get into their relationship because he got money or, you know what I'm saying?
You tell them, Jocelyn.
What? But, I mean,
huh?
If he's in that type of relationship and you truly love that person, then it's different.
Okay.
Here we go.
This is what I understand about, okay, if you're the side thing, you know this guy is not going to leave the other woman for you. You know that going in, right? Because you're the side. You already knew this going in. I don't understand, you know, I don't understand how you can be down with somebody 100% like that, but you know it's not going anywhere. What's up, butter?
Not so much. What's going on, y'all?
Damn, I'm freezing up. Hey, buddy, how you doing, baby?
I'm doing all right. How you doing?
I'm good. Listen to Al Sharpton here.
There you go.
I don't know. It's like I've known him forever, and I trust him. And most people I can't trust. I don't trust people like that. So I trust him. And I can't see me being with nobody else. He's the one.
Oh, how sweet is that?
Even though he got a number one, you don't have no problems with playing number two. That don't bother you at all.
She know her place.
Yeah, I know. If I knew it going in, I think it's easy, but if I knew it going in, I know it already. It's not like he's lying to me or trying to play me. You know what I'm saying?
What happens when you catch feelings, though? Sooner or later, you're going to catch some feelings sooner or later.
Yes, of course I got feelings for him. I love him.
So what do you do then? Don't you get tired of being number two after a while? I mean, if you really love this guy, you got to get tired of being number two sooner or later.
Yeah,
You sound like that hating ass dude at the club. You know that?
Guess what though? Why she knows she number two? It's bitches out there that think they number one and they number 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Yeah, I mean, you ain't lying, brother. But really, dog, you sound like that guy at the club that's like, baby, I can take you away from all this. Why don't you just leave now? Come on, brother. I mean, God.
I'm just asking a question, man. I'm asking a question. I'm just looking for an honest answer. That's all. That's why I'm asking
another
question.
She gave you an honest answer. You study trying to go with another one. Well, why? Why? Stall him out, Debo. All
right, whatever, man. Go ahead.
He probably worried. Somebody going to snatch up Mother Nature.
Now he ain't worried about that.
Okay. That's what's up, girl. That's what's up.
I don't know. It's not like I would do it just for anybody. But with him, it's just different. When I do anything for him, I would.
You know what I say, though? When you in those situations, it's so sad when a woman get mad at the other woman. What you get mad at her for?
I'm not understanding. What you mean?
Like, you know, when women be fighting over men and stuff, I don't understand that. Like, I've been cheated on before. Can you believe it? Yes, me. I've been cheated on.
Sit Bloom, no.
Yes.
No.
And, you know, when I jumped out that truck to beat his ass, I didn't get mad at her. Though she had her arms wrapped around him just like he had his arms wrapped around her. Why do I need to get mad at her for?
Let me ask you. Did you know about the other girl?
No.
He was cheating on Butter.
I got cheated on, sweetheart.
Yeah, I didn't know. I didn't know if you asked about him. I mean, y'all was still together and everything, and
we were still screwing.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Now hold on. Here's the $1 million question. Now
he had a key to my house.
Hold on, brother. I understand what you're saying, but you ain't said the magic words. But y'all still a couple.
Yes.
Now I understand your point. Now you got to say the magic words first. You can't just say, "Well, I was."
But that's what we was talking about. He got a number one, so he was in a place, right?
Right. I mean, who was the number one? You or her?
I was the number one. Just like the situation where she said she's number two. I knew I was supposed to be number one, and there wasn't supposed to be no other. So what? And since when we found out it was a number two, or a number three, or whatever number she was, wasn't no reason for me to get snap off on her and beat her up.
Oh, okay, I understand. I'm just trying to make sure you know me. I'm trying to get clarity to this. I mean, that's
yeah,
all.
you pulling a Father Time on a low, but you know it's good.
How am I pulling? Don't say that. How am I pulling the Father Time on the low?
Because you asking these questions, and I thought I explained it, like, clearly.
Well, I mean, brother, because, that's why I be wanting to, you know, I don't want to say the wrong thing, you know. You the type of person don't need no man, so it's hard to believe that you had one.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Wait a minute. Hold up.
Wow.
Let me rephrase that.
Wow.
You know what, brother? Hold on, brother. That didn't sound right, and I apologize because that didn't sound right. I didn't mean it like that. What I meant was that, you know, you always like, okay, I take care of me, I deal with me, and this, that, and other. That's what I meant in that sense. I didn't mean like you just can't get no man. I'm looking at the GGE shit. Any man, motherfucker, Stevie Wonder want to concede those, so.
Yeah.
I mean, don't take that offense, but I didn't mean it the way it sounded. I just meant, like, you know, you're so, you know, strong and liberated that it's like, okay, you actually let your guards down to have a boyfriend?
Yeah, we was together for almost 5 years.
Would you take him back?
Not now.
I mean, if he told you that he was stupid, all the plan and all that, or whatever he's doing, or whatever, for whatever reason that y'all might have separated, he said he's a better person, and I mean, you can genuinely see that he's honestly trying to be a better person, would you take him back?
Yeah.
Okay. You know what? I commend you, because that a lot of motherfuckers would not, hell no, I ain't taking that motherfucker back. I got to get it to you. I'm proud that you was real enough to say that.
Yeah, I mean, it's like this. I know right now he's not ready for all of that, but only his living life will allow him to be ready for anything. That don't mean when he get ready, I'm the one he's supposed to be ready for. But if I am, then of course he has to prove himself. Action speaks louder than words.
Can I ask you another question?
What?
Are we talking about the young fella?
That's the one I was just told you.
I'm just making sure, baby. I'm just
yes.
Clarity, baby, clarity. That's all.
Yes, yes.
Okay,
yes.
Other people might not know. So, you know, you know, we talk, we go way back.
Uh-huh.
I remember when you put him out the first time. I mean, you did it on the show, shit. So, hey, I'm just trying to get clarity to it. That's all.
Okay. Yeah, that's what it is.
All right, now, buddy, you better act right, because, you know, man, in the next 6 years, he's still going to be in his 20s. You're going to be, I'm just saying, I'm just putting that out there. You're going to be, you know, you're going to do a little bit more, you're going to do a few more tricks.
You funny. baby, what I'm working with, this ain't going nowhere.
Okay.
It ain't
gonna, go ahead on, Miss Bye.
It ain't going to dry up, shrivel up, and die. Oh, this is that. This is that
okay.
Shit.
I feel you. I ain't mad at you. I'm glad. I'm glad. I hope it stay wet. I hope it stay wet for the next
will.
Years.
It will. Please believe it.
Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up. But now, let me ask. Let me move on to another thing as far as, like, because I heard. This is what I heard. I heard that, like, if, like, let's just go for, okay, brother, since me and you talking right now,
uh-huh.
Let's just hypothetically speaking, me and you were an item. We
uh-huh.
were a couple.
Uh-huh.
And I asked you for a threesome.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Okay.
Now, I was told if I asked you for something like that, I don't love you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And y'all in a relationship?
Yeah, we're in a relationship. We talking about me and you here.
Okay, and because you asked me for a threesome, you don't love me?
Yeah, that's what I was told. I was told if I asked you, I didn't love you. Wait, look, what's happening, dude?
Oh,
what's
wow. Now, if you didn't ask me and you went and had a threesome behind my back, then I can say that. But for you to even come to me and tell me a fantasy of yours, I can't say that you don't love me for it. No, I can't say that.
Okay.
Now, if I was
okay.
insecure, then I could probably say, how long you been looking, or, you know, get all defensive about it. But that's if I was insecure about it. But me, I'd probably be like, okay, when we gonna find her? Where we gonna go get her at? I got somebody I can call right now.
Damn. Okay. Well, now let's go to Mother Nature. Mother Nature. Let me ask your opinion on it.
You asked my opinion on whether or not you love me if you ask for a threesome.
Yes.
That don't mean that you don't love me, but it, you know, I wouldn't take it that way. Either you're going to do it or you're not.
Right, so, I mean, either, like, if you just, you might look at him and be like, fool, get out of my face. But that don't mean you ain't going to look at him like, oh, you don't even love me because you asked me that.
No, I wouldn't look at it that way, no.
Right, right.
Get Mother Nature. I knew Mother Nature had some freak in her. Go ahead, girl. Okay.
I told you I don't share. I'm not going to say he don't love me because he has,
right.
But I still ain't going to do it.
All right.
Okay, Janine, what about you?
Really?
Okay.
She said, really? Really?
All right, never mind. We're going to go to Waylo. Waylo.
What's up? I just clicked back in.
Hey, could you do you have the kahunas to ask your significant other for a threesome?
It's depending on the type of chick she is. If she just slip up one day and ask me, you know, what would be one of my fantasies, I'd tell her a threesome. Or if she one of those down chicks that I know I can ask her for a threesome, then yeah, I ask her for it.
You know, that used to work with me, but it's like, nah, motherfuckers, like, if you ain't had one by now, motherfucker, you ain't getting there. You know, I mean, you know, you used to pull that line like, damn, baby, I never had a threesome. That shit worked in your early 20s and shit, but I'm in my late 30s now, so that line don't work no more. It's
okay,
like,
let me ask you this question, because I just had a conversation with somebody who is in their late 30s, right?
Right.
And they asked me if I had ever had a threesome, and they told me they were interested in me. Then they asked me if I had a threesome. I asked them why. They just wanted to know.
They probably just looked at your face like, yeah, she didn't have but sour.
I mean, how could you tell by just looking at my face? Come on now. So then I'm like, okay. So
did you moan?
I mean, we hadn't even did nothing yet.
No, I mean, you moan without even, you know, you moan on the phone just by your, hello, butter. Hello. I mean, just
shut up anyway.
Okay, go ahead.
So, basically, he was saying that he had never had a threesome, and if I had one because I had not answered yet, he didn't think that I would want to be with him sexually because I probably have a big dick complex. I'm probably used to real freaky big dick men.
So he can look at you and tell that?
Yeah, that's what he said.
Wow. Is he lying?
And I had not had sex with him, had not touched him physically yet. And I was not dressed up, and I had on pants and a shirt. I was not dressed, you know, seductively.
Okay, but now you went around the question. Do you is that your MO, freaky big dick men?
Oh my goodness, I'm not even answer that question because you're not listening to me.
I mean, that's what he said. I'm just trying to figure out. Was he right?
Let's figure this situation out first. And then we can talk about how I liked the dick, because I done already told you how I liked it. Anyway.
Okay. I'm really trying to figure this situation out. Right. Everybody laughing about this one.
Well, you said you didn't answer right when he asked you. Because it took you by surprise.
Yes, like.
Well, maybe he took that because you didn't answer or you didn't answer quick enough. Because, you know, usually if women don't sleep with other women and do threesomes and stuff like that, they say that real quick. Nah, I don't sleep with you. You know what I'm saying? So because you probably didn't say it fast enough, he just.
I mean, it was just like he went out the blue with the question. So I was just like, mm-hmm. Okay. How did he just come out of the blue with this question? And then on top of that, how am I supposed to answer it? Because we just started, like, we've been talking on the phone and everything, but it's just, like, got, like, kind of deeper than that. So I don't want to be like, okay, I just met this nigga and I want him to get to know me instead of being like, oh, he's so excited because he know I like threesomes and stuff like that. I don't want it to be
that's exactly why.
I mean, why not tell them? I mean, if that's what you like, that's what you like.
Well, because everybody don't like that. Everybody, all men don't like
that. Yeah, that could have been a turnoff for him. That could have been a turnoff for him. Especially when he said he hadn't had one. So,
nigga, please!
You know, some dudes don't do that shit, too. I agree. Because you don't never put all your cards on the table when you're just talking to a chick or a dude.
Exactly.
I got a box up under the bed when I first talk to them.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. As soon as they come in, they go to the box right there. They like, God damn it. See, I'm going to tell you what Waylo do. He pulls the box out. Now, if they seem excited, he's like, okay. Now, if they like, what is that? Oh, shit, my brother done left this shit all laying around somewhere. Waylo had that box out on the bed and everything. Toys, everything.
He have a plan for that ass.
Got a contractual agreement that you can sign right there. Waylo got every motherfucking pig in his
head. Oh, no.
Oh, goodness.
He have a plan for that ass.
Right.
But I just really, I don't know if, like, I finally basically said yes because I hesitated so long. He basically assumed it anyway, so I told him I did. But that makes me wonder, like, does he have a small dick complex? Is that why he did that or said that or... Was he just really just trying to find out how freaky I am? And just because I said I had a threesome don't mean I want another one, right? So what was the situation? I don't know.
You're probably trying to see how freaky you was.
Right. I mean, if you act anywhere like the way you talk, I mean, the freakiness just oozes out of you.
He said, if I act anywhere the way I talk, wow.
Right. I mean... Listen, I mean, you moan when a motherfucker say cornbread. Wow. Goddamn. I mean, come on. I mean,
doing it for real.
Okay, hold on. Let's take a poll here. Father Time, you here? Okay. Am I over exaggerating when it comes to butter?
I would say no.
What?
Okay, thank you. Thank you, sir. Waylo. Is Waylo still here? Let's put us on hold. Okay, let's go to Janine. Janine, that's your girl.
Lie. He don't want to lie for the
Janine,
boy.
That's your girl. Oh, Waylo hung up. See, that's your girl. I mean, but am I over exaggerating when it comes to butter? Cornbread.
Come on, Jimmy. Stop playing. Come on.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Come on, to answer the question, huh?
You're going to go that far.
Thank you.
Really?
Thank you.
Okay, all right.
I thank you. That one.
Oh, cornbread. Okay, well, let's take cornbread out the equation. Okay. Let's replace cornbread with big dick.
Well, I do that too. Then, if that's the kind.
Nobody does it like butter. It's big dick. it's been times when we didn't actually have shows and motherfuckers like, what is that moaning noise? Father, what are you doing?
So I done did it a couple of times.
All right. Father, what are you doing? Washing dishes. Washing dishes? you just don't understand. I used Palmolive this week, and it just felt so good on my hands. I'm serious.
Whatever.
So if your body language is anything like the way you talk, hell yeah, I would ask that question tonight, baby. You in a threesome?
Wow.
Okay, you know you better than anybody. How's your body language?
I don't know.
Come on, listen to that.
I thought I was kind of like, you know what really blew me away, honestly, before I start calling this show, it would blow me away when people call here and be like, telling me stuff like I need to be a sex phone operator. Why I'm sounding sexy on the phone. And I'm just answering the phone. I think Janine sounds sexy on the phone than I do. What the hell? Listen to Janine when she talk. Go ahead and say something, baby.
Janine got that southern country twang to make you be like, ooh, she looks like she sound like, ooh, she a fucking a bar.
I would.
Don't make me talk.
There you go. See, there you have it. See, she got that southern belle type of talk to others. You be like, damn, good old southern girl. You know, the southern girl freak. You sound like one of them old New York City folk. Them old slick.
Yeah. Really?
Them old slick New York City folk.
Oh, wow.
You know, it's like, say daddy.
Daddy.
See, there you go.
Okay, say daddy, Janine.
Daddy.
See,
she sound like, okay, I can get you in the barn.
Uh-uh,
you said daddy, like, okay, I'm okay.
Say ooh, daddy. Say ooh, daddy.
Ooh, daddy.
See, look, now you got Waylo over there for to put another, Mr. Marcus Jr., put another picture.
Ooh, daddy, do that again.
My fault, man. I get y'all confused at times.
Well, I know Mr. Marcus got some beautiful pictures up. I like that one. It was just,
Oh,
really? And y'all, you talking about, do you wonder why this dude actually thought that? Really? You really wonder why that dude actually thought that? Did you hit yourself just now?
Okay, so basically when I told him that he wasn't getting no sex on the first date and he thought I was joking.
You know what he probably was thinking to himself?
She.
Really? Damn. Okay, so since you know me, and you've seen me in person, do I give off that, like, I'm ready to fuck any second personality?
Yeah.
Damn.
Shit, I almost pushed you over in the frozen aisle.
Damn.
Just hold on to the peace, hold on to the peace.
Oh,
came up in 9-8.
Damn. That's crazy.
Oh, that was a good one. Oh, hey, what's that motherfucking stock boy? They'll pay me enough for this shit.
I'm actually shy. I'm actually really shy.
Yeah. Okay, now.
I'm shy, too.
Shut my ass.
Yeah,
it's going to
make me choke.
But, on the way, no, they must think we don't really go on the website. Shit, I mean, hell.
You pull that shit on somebody, though. Shit. Both of y'all are extroverts, so I don't want to fucking even hear that bullshit. I'm shy.
I am shy.
I am, too. I'm
I don't like people to look at my body.
Girl, boo. Yeah. I seen that black net. Hey, girl, you better be glad I wasn't there when you took them pictures. We would have had to order you a new one.
Oh, but she's shy. this bitch.
I am so tired.
You're on a nationally broadcasted show that goes all around the world saying, girl, if you out of caught you in that dress, we gonna tear it off.
I am so shy though, for real. I am.
Sounds good.
Let me ask you a question. What was the dude's reaction when you told him yeah?
I told you. He said that I look like I've had threesomes and I look like I have a big penis complex. And
see, y'all might think, I'm not saying men don't want to have threesomes, but men don't always want to have that type of life with a woman, with a main woman who they say they
want
to be with.
You're right. He was trying to find that main chick that ain't been turned out or some shit like that. And he was trying to find, or either he got that freak already that he got somebody to have threesomes with.
Yeah.
So he's trying to find that innocent chick that experienced shit that he could just turn out.
I'm fucked in the game, basically.
No, you ain't fucked in the game because, hell, the next dude that you fuck with don't got to know what the fuck you're doing unless you tell him.
Well, I didn't tell him, and he had already knew it.
Well, he just a good guy.
And the way Cass just said it, I could just sit next to you and you could tell I'm ready to fuck, so.
I mean, some people's body language is that strong, though.
This guy told me that I was sitting next to him and he told me that he knew I wanted him because I was sending off all my pheromones to him. I was like, dude, I really wish you would get up and walk away from me, but I don't understand what he meant by fair.
That was just my pussy juices on my fingers you were smelling.
Okay, motherfucker. Yeah. I do got on the thong, so you might be getting nipples. No, I didn't want him. No, I did not want him at all.
He was probably horny, though, right? He probably smelled the horniness in just a scene.
Right, shit. That nigga like a wolf. Like, oh, shit. Somebody horny.
See, like, what's the name of fucking Boomerang? Pussy, pussy, pussy.
Right.
I didn't know what it was. I was just like, okay.
This is pussy. This is how pussy smells. Shit.
I was like, this dude is doing too much for me. Like, really? I'm just sitting here on the couch.
What you thinking about? Okay, but was you thinking about fucking, though?
You know what? I can say a thought did cross my mind. Oh, I wish what's the name was over here so I can get me some. But
see, he picked up on that.
Right. It probably just shows on your face, and he's probably sitting there thinking,
I got 2 inches of hard dick.
That's what it is. That's what happened. I thought about that before he knocked on the door. Oh, I hope that's who it is. And then when he came in, my whole face dropped. So that shit has dropped too, right?
No.
I just gave off the pheromones he was smelling.
Right.
I was like, this motherfucker crazy. Talking about you smell, but what? Okay.
But I told you he did that.
I said that's what you smelling some Victoria's Secrets or something, because I ain't.
Nah, that ain't what he was smelling. He was smelling Vicky's Secrets. It was no Victoria's. Oh, yeah. He's smelling, butter.
I said that buttercream strong. But
it smells like butter up in here.
It ain't that strong because I ain't sending it out to you. I ain't giving you no
free. Evidently you did.
He
probably sitting that dick hard as a rock like this motherfucker.
He was. Man. I mean, his shit was sitting straight up like.
And I bet you the type to get one of them hard hugs too, aren't you?
Not when I don't. Not when I ain't. You know what I'm saying? Like, no.
See, you the one. You the type that oh baby, you dig hard. Okay, let me really fuck with you. I'm gonna give you one of these hard hugs because you ain't getting
no.
So I'm gonna give you this hard
me.
Hug.
No, that's me for a fact.
It depends.
Shit, you give me a hard hug, I'm gonna hug your ass by my nut all over your head.
Hey, yeah, you give me one of them hard hugs you want to.
I've never seen him do that before. He nutted
it. Cash, you want to let go? Hey.
How do a guy nut in his pants? How do a guy just nut?
Hey, I've had it happen.
So I'm being too goddamn.
And then he tried to play like, nah, he wasn't, that wasn't, he was just, I'm like, come on now. Come on,
hey, baby, that was just a little pre-call.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Girl,
come on now. Stop playing. Stop playing.
Don't touch me, don't touch me, don't touch me. What is wrong with you? Now I'm going to go home now. Give me a nice clean pair of drawers.
I ain't even say nothing. I just let him go. I was like, okay, I know exactly what happened.
You know what? Dude, I ain't only two people in this world know this, and it's me and the chick that it happened with. I'm gonna tell y'all this because it's funny as fuck. I don't want y'all to judge me. We had that out in Chicago all fucking night. I mean, fucking bar hopping, drinking our ass off. We done drunk like $500 worth of drinks. We chilling and shit. Get to the hotel. She getting butt ass naked. I still got my boxes and my socks. And she like kissing on me and shit like that. She lays down. She smoke. I smoke. Sit back up. We fucking around again. By that time, we both done passed out. So she pulls me on top of her. I still got my boxes. And I'm harder than a goddamn Chinese arithmetic in goddamn France, goddamn.
Oh, wow.
I mean, hard as fuck. Looking for a rubber. Get the rubber. It's in my hand. We kissing this shit. I'm bubble. She passes out. So I pass out on top of her. When I woke up humping on top of her, thinking that we was fucking. And I done bust all over my fucking drawers and shit. And I wake up, I'm like, what the fuck just happened?
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. He done had a wet dream. He done had a wet dream. He was in the pussy.
Yeah, I mean, fucking living shit out of her in my dream.
Oh, wow.
Woke up sweating and shit. This motherfucker knocked out snore, slobbing.
Oh, wow. See, I would have been up laughing at your ass. Like, really?
Well, hey,
she
look, see,
I told her.
Hey, at least see you do that duck. See you do that duck walk to the bathroom. God damn it.
No, I took my balls and threw them fuckers on the other side of the bed. Woke her ass.
Right.
Slid that rubber off.
Well, yeah, you might as well. Shit. You done got that first one out the way.
Amen.
Okay. Well, that happened to me on the dance floor. I was like, I was just dancing with you, teasing. But then I'm gonna point it out. I was like, you got a wet stain.
Oh, wow. No, you didn't. No, you didn't. No, you didn't. No, you didn't. Girl.
Hey, wait, low. I waste my drink, bitch. I waste my drink.
Oh, wow.
You know how the kids is.
Oh, man. You is bogus. You is bogus for that one. You is bogus for that one. Wow.
I
had a chick grinding on my damn khakis one time. Motherfucking left little fucking blood spots on my damn leg. I tried to fucking rip all of them out of my damn head. Bitch, I went to my cotton in my drawers that day.
Oh, wow, dude. That's nasty.
Went straight to my car and my drawers.
Oh, wow. That was nasty.
I couldn't wait to find her ass. I couldn't find her even.
I bet you couldn't. She was embarrassed. She probably cried.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
that probably hurt.
She would have cried. I caught her ass.
See?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, she was embarrassed. She was humiliated.
Goddamn skimpy and you on your damn period and you out there dry fucking somebody on a dance floor.
Well, how she know she was on her period? Maybe she didn't know. Maybe she came on her period.
No.
That shit looked like I got stabbed in my leg. She knew she was on her fucking period.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's nasty. So she basically used you as a bounty napkin.
I guess so.
Or
a tampon or something.
Oh, damn.
Hey, I'd have seen that motherfucker outside the club. I'd have got to chase her ass. The only thing would have been in my mind is, hey. I'd have been hogging her ass. Come here, bitch. Come here.
I'm
fucking ass for
you.
Real.
Oh, my goodness. That's deep. That's some deep. Oh, my goodness. She went straight to her car and started that motherfucker and peeled out. That's what she did. And if she didn't, she was a trifling bitch.
This was at the late bar.
I mean, with blood clots. Hopefully she wasn't having a miscarriage.
Okay, now, goddamn.
Yeah, you are taking too far. I don't got goddamn uterus on my leg and shit. What the hell?
Ah.
I'm walking around with a fucking kid on my leg.
That's serious, though. I mean, for blood clots, I mean... Oh, that means,
Okay, brother.
Yeah.
Watermelon.
Don't pull that shit.
Ugh.
I mean, damn. Don't make my pussy start throbbing and shit. I mean, you ain't even got
watermelon.
We got
to talk about watermelon because you about to kill us.
Oh, my goodness.
Blood class shit.
I can't get the thought of a watermelon out of my head. Why did you say that?
Waylo said he was going to make his video next week.
You're taking forever.
No, it ain't. I'm going to have him work on that tomorrow.
There you go.
As soon as he get off of work.
That's
Bob Time, where you at,
Tom? You should have Mr. Marcus cut it with his penis.
You said what?
You should have Mr. Marcus cut it with his penis.
Mr. Marcus ain't gonna have no penis. He fucking around with a knife down
there. No, cut the watermelon with his penis.
Oh, okay. He fuck around with a knife down there if he wants to.
No.
Mr. Marcus gonna be Mr. Peabody.
Okay. Nah, don't want to hurt the Mr. Marcus Jr.
But you need to talk to Waylo. That's his boy. I don't know nothing about that man.
I don't know nothing. He got his eyes closed right now while he's saying, I don't know nothing.
I don't know shit about that man.
Oh, man, it's a sad one.
Say, who the fuck's here?
Say what?
Sounded like somebody was peeing.
No, that was my bath water.
Oh, shit, she better take a bath. Here we go, y'all. you fellas, get your lotions ready. Not quite sure what the ladies use.
Mm-hmm.
Mother Nature, Father Time, what's up? Y'all like the two quietest people on the show tonight.
Don't nobody
Y'all to put the phone down?
No.
I mean, shit. You say what? I ain't hear you, Mother Nature. What you say?
I didn't say anything. That wasn't me. I just said I was listening.
Oh, shit. I thought you and Father Time to put the phone down. Oh,
Father
Time,
real quiet. He sounded like, mm-hmm.
He might got his, let me,
stick in some hole.
Yeah. he might be a little bit busy.
I mean, y'all know this Mother Nature was talking, but he wasn't, so. Man.
You know what I'm saying?
Come off air, bro. Come off air.
Come
off air. Y'all need to stop.
I mean, he ain't said nothing yet. Hey, she holds his head down there, too. So y'all need to stop, motherfucker. You better not. You best not move.
You better not move.
Hey, she didn't cut. They clapped his legs around that nigga head. He said nothing yet. Don't you move. Don't you move. Come on, pal, bro.
What's up, man?
Clear your throat. Clear your throat.
You got jokes.
I mean, the man ain't said nothing all show. I figured something happened.
Oh, damn.
About to put out an APB out for you.
I'm good.
Okay.
Making his lips and shit, y'all hear that?
The mother nature like, shit, okay, the show over there. Y'all hear somebody snoring tonight, y'all know it ain't me. Mother Nature. Whew. Lord, I'm tired now.
Man.
Ha, ha, ha.
I'm just saying.
As soon as I get in the tub, my phone start beeping. It's going to go dead.
Shit. I guess you got to use it for something else then, huh?
No, I'm good. I am good.
And that tent on this cord is long. Let's see how long it got here.
No, I'm trying to kill myself.
Hell, ain't no power in it. It's dead now.
Yeah, you funny.
I don't know. You don't seem like the type that wouldn't mind a little charge. Ooh, that kind of tingles.
Not from no telephone.
You women are crazy on this show. That's this. I don't know, man.
But remember, they're shy.
I want to get back to old boy. So, did you ever sleep with this dude?
Did I ever sleep with him?
Yeah, did you ever, you didn't see if you slept with him or not. Once you told him that you know, you got a little freak in you, did you ever sleep with him?
No. We like, you know what I'm saying, messing around and all that. And I've, you know, seen it and felt it and everything, but we ain't humped yet.
So do you think you intimidated him by telling him that you like threesomes? Think he was intimidated by that?
I hope that didn't, like, turn him off because he seemed, like, so interested, you know? Did my phone go dead?
No, we still hear you.
Okay.
Damn, I should have said don't nobody say nothing.
Because I wasn't going to say nothing.
Right, everybody just be quiet.
Oh, wow.
Everybody I just be quiet. Oh, well, I guess I'll get started.
No. But, you know what I'm saying? I'm begging him. He cool. I just, you know what I'm saying? I don't want him to change his, like if he wanted to, like, get to know me on a serious level, and then now he done found out I'd had threesome, then now, oh, well, I'm just going to keep it as a platonic.
Well, I mean, you know what, now, I hear you talk, and I understand that, but, I mean, you got to figure shit, hell, at least 7 out of 10 women done had them. I mean, by the time they got in their 30s.
And to me, a more experienced woman, I would rather be with an experienced woman than an inexperienced woman. I don't care how
you 30-something, you don't know what you're doing?
Right.
I ain't got time to be playing with you.
So what
it's
you
too big.
Like?
Take it out. It hurt. Oh, hey, really?
It goes back to intimidation, man, because some men feel like, okay, well, if she's been with all these dudes, you know what I mean?
Well, she's been with a lot of dudes.
I know a man who got 7 kids and don't know how to use his penis. So, I mean,
he know how to use it. He just didn't know how to use it. Matter of fact, no, you right. He don't know how to use it. 7 kids.
Uh-huh.
Nah, he didn't know what the fuck he was doing.
Uh-huh.
I mean, he actually didn't know how to have sex. He did not know how to have sex. Like the way he did it was like, oh my goodness.
Some people might like it the way he did it.
Yeah.
Or some people just might have liked him so much that they just let him do it to him however he wanted to, and he thought he was doing something, and he wasn't.
And that's all that he knows.
That's a shame.
Okay. Well, let me ask the fellas this. Can you tell, like, what type of person, like, what type of female, like, you with a female, can you tell, like, all right, with her touch, like, say if she touched you, can you tell, like, what type of way she wanted?
By the way she touched you?
You talking about
when we fucking already?
Yeah, like, just say y'all get started and, you know, she touched you a certain way. Can you tell, like, okay, She want to get her back blew the fuck out of her. She want me to caress her and take it slow. I mean, because a lot of motherfuckers, they don't notice that. A lot of motherfuckers are like, well, shit, I'm in the pussy. Fuck it. It's whichever way I give it to them. Fuck it. A lot of motherfucking dudes don't. The woman could be there and pulling this motherfucking hair back. Oh, she like it rough. No, motherfucker, she telling you to get your ass up.
Right.
So, I mean, a better question is, do y'all listen to the woman? Do you listen to the woman's body movement?
Oh, most definitely. Because if you grab the back of my head and just wrap one leg around me, then I already know what that is. You want the slow stroke. But if you turn around and you toot that ass up, put your face in the damn pillow, and you hugging the edge of the mattress, then I already know what you want then. You want me to try to knock your ass off this bed.
Okay. What about you, Tom?
Okay, you saying by the way she touched you or her body movement?
All of the above. The way she touched you, body movement, everything, the whole nine.
Well, most men pay attention to that. But like they say, some men don't.
Right.
You know what?
Paying attention.
You know what motherfuckers don't do? They don't ask no more. Most men won't ask. They think that make them soft.
Ask what?
How do you like it? How do you want it? How do you like it?
Well, I understand what you're saying, but I think after a certain age, a motherfucker kind of feel like I should know my way around this by now.
No. But every woman is different.
Exactly.
Is different.
So you got to... I think you gotta learn. I think you gotta go by the touch. I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm not gonna sit there and say I am gonna ask you. I'm not gonna ask you. Now, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna try to go by your touch, your motions, your feels. Like, you know, if you grab me by the back.
I have been in situations where, okay, I've been with one guy, and I loved it. The only way I loved to have sex with him was missionary. I loved making love to him. But then the next guy I dated, it was always, like, rough sex, like, you know, and it was, like, really, like, a special occasion for it to be slow and deep strokes type shit. So just because every woman is different, that don't mean she's different all the time. She can change up just like the next person can.
See, I'm different. I like to get, I'm like Baskin Robbins. I like to give you 31 flavors when I'm getting it in, so.
Yes, surprise me.
You're so slick. Well, that's a smooth talking motherfucker there. I got their sugar shoulder, sweet motherfucker. You a sweet motherfucker.
Yeah.
I mean, but okay, but now to follow what you did say though, Waylo, for real. I mean, you don't want to, you know, it's like you don't want to give the same woman the same thing every day. Like, okay,
no,
every time you see it, you trying to knock it out, you trying to break her back every time. You're like, okay, you know, let me switch
that shit.
Right, let me switch speeds here. Let me do this. Let me do that.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, me personally, no, I'm not going to. And Tommy, you might be right. But me personally, I feel like, man, goddamn, I've been doing this for a long time now. I should know. I should be able to know by your touch.
A woman feels, can also feel more special when a man takes his time to want you to teach him or tell him how you like it.
Like I said, y'all might be right, but I'm not gonna even sit there and lie and say, yeah, I ask you on a regular basis. No, I don't. I don't ask.
See, the way I fix that problem is when I lay down on my back, then that's your turn to do whatever you want to do to me. Like, if you want to ride me hard as fuck, then you can get up there and ride me hard as fuck. You want to turn around, ride me backwards, sideways, whatever you want to do.
Hold on now, Waylo. What about the ones that can't ride, though?
You know what? I call those whirly birds. They got that one motion where they just roll forward.
Oh, don't you just hate it? What are you doing?
Bird.
What are you
and
doing?
Then it should be hurting, too.
Right, get your ass up.
You know what? I've gotten on top before one time, and you know how you want to bounce on the ride and let them know you can ride and everything, but it was so good each time it went in. I was like slow riding, and I know it was like irritating the fuck out of them, but I didn't want to, you know. I wanted to, it was just, oh my goodness.
No, I don't think it irritated him. As long as he felt the pussy walls, he wasn't irritated.
No.
I mean,
he wasn't irritated.
Like, he kept grabbing me and I'm like, bang, 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 bang. Then he'll let me go and do it the way I wanted to do it. But then he'll go and start making me go faster for a minute. I'm like, okay, maybe he want me to ride him real fast, but I can't because it was just feeling so good going in and out.
I still don't think he was irritated.
Oh.
I only get irritated when she just riding the top. If you on top, sit all the way down with that motherfucker.
Somebody outside?
Nah, that ain't me this time.
Am I the only person to hear that?
I hear it.
On the phone.
Probably
dropped the phone in the water. No,
her phone went dead. You know there was more dead.
Did you
find
it?
Yeah, her phone probably went dead.
That sound like.
Yeah, I'm butter.
Yeah, her phone
went dead. Oh, we're sorry, butter. You went dead. We had to mute you.
But, yeah, it irritates me when you on top and you ain't taking all of it. You just ride the top of it.
Right. grab to put that motherfucker in there. Quit playing. But now I could take it for a certain amount, but you've been up there 5 minutes. You studied just
the whole entire time.
Oh no! Now for the grab you by your hips. Okay, I got something for you. Take it.
What you do while she's sitting up there? You pull them legs around and grab her by her ankles, and you pull her pull her ankle up to your face. So that way, you get my way into the back.
Whatever the case is, you're going to get all of it. That's the damn show.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, get on up, baby. Come on, lay on down. Let me show you these 4 inches you've been missing. you didn't put it all in there. You still like four. Hey, I'm still 4 inches out.
And she's still hollering.
Right, well, hell, I mean, shit, if it hurts, say ouch. Just don't say stop.
Well, I mean, since we're talking about it, let's just go down the list. What's the most irritating thing during sex?
Okay, I'll start. The most irritating is that hollow mouth shit. I can't stand that shit.
Hollow mouth?
Yeah, for y'all don't know what hollow mouth is. Hollow mouth is when they put the dick in their mouth, but they don't want their tongue or nothing really. They don't want nothing in their mouth to touch it. So they just kind of, you know, it's in their mouth, but it ain't nothing touching shit. Like, they really don't want to put I really don't want my tongue to touch the dick. What? Don't you hollow mouth me, bitches. Yeah, it's like she trying to jack you. The only thing on there is lips. Don't you hollow mouth me, bitch. Don't you do it. Hey, man, I'll tell a motherfucker, stop. Hey, stop with the hollow mouth. I have motherfuckers talking about, what you mean? You know what you're doing. You're hollow mouthing. Don't hollow mouth me.
Mm-mm. That's a new term for me, but I know exactly what you're talking about.
Hey, man, hey. You let them know you ain't for the hollow mouth. Now, I think that's, like, my worst one.
My worst one is getting head for, like, 10 or 15 minutes. And then after that 20th minute, you're talking about the jaws hurt, you don't want to finish.
Okay.
Well, now that's really going. That's only going to really piss me off if I can't get no pussy afterwards. I mean, if I get the pussy, I ain't going to really too much trip.
No,
but I understand what you're saying.
If you get me here, you fucking jerking for cum, then get that motherfucker. Do your job.
Don't half-ass. Don't half-ass. Well, I understand. Wait, no, I hear you, brother. I'm on your side.
Maybe she don't want you to come.
That ain't fair.
Maybe she don't want you to come.
Maybe she don't want
most,
you
most
to come.
Women, well, see, some men fuck that up where the dudes, they'll get their head, they'll come and roll over and go to sleep. I ain't one of them motherfuckers that's going to come and go to sleep. When I come, I'm going to come again, so finish what you're doing, shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, Waylo, I ain't going to lie. 20 years ago, I might agree with you, but nah, shit, if you give me one of them good ones, give me 15, baby, give me 15.
Nah,
hey, man, I'll put 45 minutes in, 45 minutes to an hour. You can at least give me 15. Damn. Hey, I'm like that song, the old gray mare, he ain't what he used to be many long years ago. Let me quit praying, goddammit. I'm strong like bull. But nah, you gonna give me 15 though. Shit, talk to me. Let me know how your day went.
Fuck your day.
Nasty. Wait, no, you ain't shit. low ain't shit. See, y'all, I tell you, way low ain't shit. He said, fuck your day. He worse than Rick James. Fuck your couch, nigga. Fuck your couch.
We don't watch all the TV, ate all the popcorn. You done brush your teeth. Go on ahead and go pee first, because I don't want to hear about that. You got to go pee in between. Get your cup of water, sit it next to the bed, because it's game.
Is that an intermission thing for y'all? Is that an intermission thing for y'all? I got to pee.
No,
you
that they had a good orgasm.
I mean, no, a lot of motherfuckers try to use it in a mission because they be like, this nigga killing me.
Well, from what I heard, that when you make a chick go, when she get up to go pee, like doing a, well, after fucking or doing fucking or whatever, that means she done had an orgasm.
All right, well, I hear what you're saying, but you're not a woman, so I really want to put a woman's point of view to this. I said Wikipedia, but I really want a woman's point of view to this, so.
Janine,
Mother Nature. I cut Janine off like, oh, yeah, well, what it is. Waylo.
My bad.
Wikipedia way low. Janine.
Yes.
Is that an intermission for y'all? Well, I know not you, but have you ever heard? Have you ever heard a woman be like, "Ooh, he was killing me so bad, I told him I had to use the bathroom."
I've heard some people say that, but I ain't never heard what Waylo was saying, that it's because it's after we come or whatever.
Well, shit, yeah. Look it up. Waylo already know. If Waylo told you, he was shit. Waylo better than Webster. That damn Waylo, boy. That Waylo wasn't smart, motherfucker, I tell you.
It's a fact, man. Write it down. If he said, write it down, because it's true. That motherfucker don't miss a beat.
God damn. Hey, remember when we was kids, those cartoons used to come on, that Colonel McBragg, and he did every situation that was possibly known to man. His butler was always like, whatever did you do? And he just go to his nose. Oh, boy. Wait, look, your ass is a fool. All right, well, we can't ask, but the phone is on the brink.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about
you, Mother Nature? Irritation. Oh, I was going to let you ask. I didn't want to be like, okay, Mother Nature. I was going to let you ask for that.
Inquiring minds want to know.
What I find irritating?
I'll break it down to you. What do I do that irritates you?
I was just going to say I haven't found nothing irritating, so.
What?
That's a good answer. That's a hell of a fine answer.
She gonna wait till his ass don't call. Well, wait, he ain't gonna call. Can we go back to that topic that y'all were talking about? This motherfucker.
No.
This motherfucker. If he don't cut them damn toenails, I am gonna fucking kill him.
No.
I know. I got.
You got what?
You what y'all talking about? Something that irritates you about somebody?
Yeah, sexually.
Oh, hell, when they don't give it to me, shit.
Fuck yeah.
Leave me sitting in a bed of my own cum with no dick in it. That's irritating.
this motherfucker probably irritated 23 hours out today. I couldn't get no dick. You're at work. You're not supposed to be fucking in the boardroom. I mean, what's wrong? I didn't get no dick. I was at home for an hour. I ain't get no dick. Your work presentation is due now. I don't give a fuck about no presentation. I just want my dick.
Oh, my God.
Like, and here to present us with this presentation, Janine, would you like, here go the papers for it. Shit, y'all can read it yourself. I'm going home. What?
Oh,
my
goodness.
You'll be a last second when you're out the door. Hey, she texted motherfuckers about this. She supposed to be doing a presentation. Well, I need dick by the time I get home from work. Excuse me, sir. I am texting him. He's trying to bring, I'm trying to get my dick before I get home. Cha-ding. This is a presentation. I'm gonna present y'all something. I'm gonna present y'all with this pussy if y'all don't hurry up and let me get this dick. What?
Hey, you want me to post this little article that I found on the Sin City page?
About what?
About what we were just talking about. That whole pen thing.
Got the proof.
I'm gonna look that up.
That damn Wikipedia way low. Boy, that's a spoon. I told you, Sugar, you a sweet motherfucker.
I'm trying to educate y'all how I get it, you know.
Hey, that nigga say, oh, you motherfuckers ain't heard? Oh, I got you. I'm a sure motherfucker. I'm not bullshit. I'm not sure. I got the boy. You, this motherfucker that went home and got
called me a liar.
Oh, my goodness.
Don't be calling that man no liar.
Hey, I can see way low nerves. No, you came to her. No, I came in approximately 23 minutes, and it was 16,000 nuts that came out. Look, count them. He got the microscope on the bed. Look, that was two sperms right there. That was another one right there. Like, way low. Just calm down, brother. We know you a mountain.
You got an article on that shit.
Wait, got an article, dog. He finna pack fuck it. Post it, dog. Post it. Let them know you ain't bullshit.
The Facebook page
is up. Go for Sin City, baby. Go for Sin City. Janine, you see what the hell you started?
I ain't started nothing. I know it ain't never happened to me.
You told Waylo that he was lying.
It ain't never happened to me. You don't know I came from all my fluids being shit shooting out on the bed. Hell.
It's a gusher, baby. It's a gusher. Now, let me ask ladies. When y'all get to squirting like that, do y'all feel embarrassed?
Yes, I do.
Why?
I try to stop it, but I can't.
Don't stop it.
Please don't.
That's another thing.
Hey.
That's another thing that irritates me. Shit, I got a talent for extra chic shit.
Right.
I can wash these in the morning.
Hey, wait on, don't you hate when they be like, I can't stop. That's why you're not supposed to, because I keep fucking you. That's why you're not supposed to stop.
We're
supposed to stop, sit back, all right, let me just catch your breath. Hell no. So I turn it up.
Soon as your ass lay down and you grab me by my hair, ooh, baby, make me come. That's exactly what your ass getting. Ain't no stopping. Fuck you.
my leg's shaking, my leg's shaking. Good.
It's supposed to work that way.
Right.
Shit, you might get hungry and you might get sleepy. Just enjoy it. Shut up.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see if she switched phones, but I guess she did. I just never understood that. Oh, I'm so embarrassed. Why? Shit, I feel great.
I don't know.
You just did a great bang up job. Look at my bed. Yep, look at it. Shit, nigga, I'm finna start crip walking. I ain't even a crip. What Jody say? That's that beat it up dance. See, you walking that swag on 10. Oh, yeah. You fuck around, strut up out that motherfucker.
Ric Flair,
woo!
Face Mountain.
Oh!
Yeah!
See, you looking in the mirror, yeah, I'm a bad motherfucker. Catch your side angles, tuck your stomach in a little bit. Yeah, I lose this stomach, I'm gonna be a bad motherfucker. I'm tearing his pussy up. And ladies, if y'all want to know, yes, we do look too. We do look in the mirror too.
Mhm.
I'll be all up in that motherfucker. Look at me. I am tearing him up. Hold his leg up like that. Yeah, that's the one. I look good in this pose. Now, damn, if you want to pull my damn camera phone out, let me take a picture. My goddamn. But, you know, them ladies, they too shy about that. You say what?
I look down and suck in my stomach.
You tuck in your stomach before you take the picture?
Yeah, I suck the stomach in, man. You know, you got a big stomach, man.
So, Tommy, you be taking pictures?
You got to suck your stomach in to take a picture.
I'm just saying, Tommy don't seem like the type to take no picture. Right? Did you think about? Hey, dog, did you take a picture? I wasn't thinking about no picture, man. I was just fuck you. I wasn't thinking about the picture.
Get that Asian Christian going. Stop.
Say, 5 seconds of flash photography.
There you go. Pose.
My dog. That's my dog. Hey, Mother Nature, like, motherfucker, if you ever try to touch that phone again, I'm going to break your damn legs.
Nah, she don't let me take no pictures, man.
Man, Mother Nature, you show this hard on the brother.
Now, what do you want to pick on me? I'm not hard on nobody.
That's your other man can't take no pictures. You already know the three smiles question.
You can do whatever you want to do.
Timer. You heard her. And she
just said that on the phone, man. Well, baby, I want a threesome.
Oh, well, see, that you ain't getting. I said you could do whatever you want to do. I didn't say I was going to partake in a threesome.
I want to do you and somebody else at the same time.
I don't share.
See?
For me to do a threesome, that means I have to share you, and that ain't happening.
Get a drunk, though. Get a drunk.
Come on.
Get a drunk, man. Get a fucked up.
Come on. That'll take some doing. I can hold my liquor very well.
Oh, shit. Fifth it is. Half a gallon's we're buying. Hey, I'll teach you how to play that drinking game where you would never lose, dog. She had to take every shot.
I know how to play that game, too.
time. I don't feel right, though. Keep drinking. Who was that coming in the room with us? Don't worry. Wait a minute. That. If you up here kissing me, who down there licking me? Girl, just go along with it. Go along with it. Close your eyes.
Hey, just go with the flow, huh? No.
Yeah, just enjoy yourself, baby. Just enjoy. It'll be all over tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Won't even remember.
Ain't it? You know, I had the weirdest dreams. You did, huh, honey?
Mm-hmm. No. Nah, go ahead.
Would you like some grits with the maize, baby? Why you being so nice, Cookie Big Breakfast? Oh, only if you knew. You deserved it. You just deserve breakfast, baby. Fuck it. Get a drunk and put a blindfold on them.
Some handcuffs.
Yeah, you got to put the handcuffs through. That way she can't see him.
Damn, the mom be like, damn, I got to go move back in with my mama.
You might just get, you know what you did last night? Do it again. You might get that. I say go for it, dog. Don't be no punk. Go for it.
Just get you a subscription to AdamandEve.com. That's all you need.
Wikipedia
didn't already stated it.
Talking about, man, I tried that shit, dog. Man, I need a place to stay.
Hey, well, Waylo said.
Right, exactly. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Go for it, bro. I got
door all of a sudden, man. Send their phones and shit.
Nah, once you get on that site, that's what you pick your own shit. I'm just telling you what to go to get it. I ain't telling you what to get.
What site?
AdamandEve.com.
Never heard of it. You guys heard this website he talking about?
Yes, that's the name of a company, Adam and Eve.
Okay. Well, what the hell do they make?
They sell all different types of things, toys, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Videos, DVDs.
Swings. Lubes, yep. Lotions.
Things.
Go for it, bro. Go for it.
Well, I can check it out.
Yeah.
Get the handcuffs. Just make sure whoever you get be bald headed. That way she won't be feeling no hair. Wait a minute, this person had a lot of heavy to her on her head.
You is so dumb. You got jokes.
I put on a wig last night, baby. We were role playing. Remember the wig from the throwback party? You still got it? You got that wig for the throwback party.
I don't even know, man.
Put that on, wear it around all day, make her think that's what you had on.
A big James wig.
All right, well, we're coming to the end of the show, but nevertheless, I think my man should go for it. But, hey. Janine, you got any last words for us?
No, my pussy has my last words, but.
What did she just say?
Who knows?
I'm not going to repeat it.
That's right, because I'm going to come have a conversation with it in a minute. Waylo, you got any last words, and I done beat him to the punch, so he can't get over there first.
Mr. Marcus posted that link. It's called The Peace Sensation and that Speak Your Mind part on the blog page. Other than that, I ain't got nothing. Good show. SensitiveUsBruce.com.
Go ahead, man. You might as well finish the rest. You ain't said it in a minute.
I'm chilling today for a little while.
Okay. Mother Nature, you got any last words for us?
No. It was a very interesting show.
I just bet.
Filthy McNasty.
It's a nasty motherfucker you be around. You been around him your whole fucking life. Nasty motherfucker. Keep him where he at. Okay, well, we got to, I'll give a shout out to Sunshine. I see her. She must be in class or something where she can't say hi to nobody, but we see her on that listening. So what's up, Sunshine? Butter, we know your phone messing up, so, you know, we know you're in the tub. So she put the damn thing underwater and fucked the phone up, so you know how that go. Big Dog, you got any last words, man?
CincyDotSpruce.com, man. Enough said. Thank you, everybody,
right,
for listening on the internet.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Hey, y'all, check it out, too. Before we get up out of here, hey, the site growing. The site is growing. So, hey, y'all get on there. Hey, intertwine, mingle with these people, man. We trying to get that Facebook status. So, intertwine, mingle with the people. Hey, let them know the shit. We all about having fun. All right, y'all,
use
till next week.
Use the instant messaging. Nobody uses that anymore.
Yeah,
I use it on the regular.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's what's up. Yeah, y'all. See y'all next week. Thanks for everybody calling in. Peace.